microphone.
You are, you, there you go.
Otherwise, that was on the record.
Otherwise, it was on the record, yes.
Approval of the minutes of the preceding meeting.
Yeah, I was just making sure. One of the things that we talked about at the last meeting that I don't see annotated, and I don't know if they need to be, Eric, was moving from a monthly to either bi-monthly or quarterly.
Meeting?
Meeting.
Yeah, they did speak about that.
So does it need to be in the minutes, or do we just need to adopt that today?
Can we just do that today?
Yeah, because you took no action on it.
Okay.
All right, then I move to approve the minutes as written.
A second.
And I'll say aye.
Aye.
What happens if we disagree?
Then it just goes on the table.
Okay.
Discussion, Eric. Come on.
I'll just briefly. So this is just the bank balances for January, showing the Wells Fargo main account, the BB&T cost recovery account, the now balance in the, let's see, we got a little spelling issue, in the multi-bank securities account, the Virginia investment pool for both stable and the 1-3, which we have nothing in there, and then just giving the monthly ending balance. So in the month of January, Finance Board moved the initial amount of $1,724,000 into multi-bank securities, into multiple CDs, which the Finance Board was provided right here, which shows different maturities from the earliest from January 2020 all the way out to January 2023 with different coupon rates of 2.6 to 3.15%. So,
and these are some of these are paying coupon rate, and some of them are just maturing. Or are they all paying? Are they all paying monthly?
That I'm not sure.
It's monthly.
I'm not sure that you all would probably know that better since you set them up. So I'm not sure. But the current market value of what is in the multi-bank securities brokerage account is $1,725,000. So
this is going to be different because we've got the other. We've got one more we haven't paid for.
Okay.
And the downturn in the Wells Fargo basic main checking is bill paying and the transfer of funds, or was the transfer of funds done from the VIP?
It was about 50-50.
50-50.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you see here from December to January, it was roughly around $987,000 was pulled out of there, and then the other remaining balance came from just the main checking account. So,
in the stable NAV earnings column, that is monthly, not QM, right?
That's monthly. $25,000 for the month of January.
So can you run a quick QM on that for the fiscal year?
Yeah, it was $114,000 for the.
Well done.
Yeah, that's.
And what's the return on the MBS versus the VIP?
Oh, goodness.
It looks like it's higher on the VIP.
No, not necessarily. The VIPs maybe. I don't have a statement in front of me. I didn't bring that one in.
Divide $25,000 by 11 million, and divide 1,900 by 1.7 million, and you'll have an approximate. But
wow.
It looks like it's higher.
I'm saying approximately. It's probably about 2.6% if I'm.
Yeah, the MBS is going to be
something.
A little bit whack, Steve, because they didn't all go in at the same day.
Same time, yeah.
We'll need to watch it because if the rate's not keeping up with what we could get in VIP, and you can still move VIP, you may want to move back over there. At least it's another investment alternative.
Yeah, what we won't have with the brokerage accounts, we won't have the volatility. So,
no.
Like that when you look at.
Well, I mean, in the stable, you're not going to have it. Well, you could, but I mean.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be as volatile as it was in the 1-3.
That's good. That's, you know. So we're halfway through the year. So if we continue that projection out, we should be close to 220,000 or so?
We should.
For the year?
Should.
That's nice.
So I guess my big question coming up here is just looking at the January Wells Fargo account and seeing what the existing balance is. I'm assuming, Linda, you're going to have to pull some money from there.
Yeah.
And is the intent just to pull a little bit, just to kind of get through each month?
Yes,
and then,
yes, right. Yeah. As we need it.
Yeah. So, I mean, so going forward, you're definitely going to see that. I mean, because we probably have at least 4 going out a month.
Mm-hmm. At least. Schools are almost 3, just payroll.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that $11 million and those earnings in the stable, they're definitely going to be going down from this point right. moving forward. So, and then I guess the...
And then we're watching the BB&T too and moving that too.
Yep.
So we...
Yeah, can you go back to that for just 1 second?
Yep.
So between the cost recovery and the VIP, we've done a little bit over $1 million for the year.
A little over $1 million, what do you mean?
In basically earnings.
No, the BB&T are just...
Those are just, oh, well... I see.
Those are monthly balances.
That's monthly balances.
Got it. Okay. Not per month earnings.
No.
Total.
No, that's
those
are. Yeah, that's the balance for each of those accounts per month.
And you just drain them out.
Yeah, we just drain them out because I think we've already moved some. So I think that BB&T is probably only $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because we found that we really don't need that money in there for those few little refunds that. You give us.
No, we get a few refunds per month, but they're minimal. And we probably get more money coming in than the refunds going out. Well, I know we do, so.
So what do we have left to do then? Just set the next meeting date?
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that Mike told us he wasn't going to be here in March because he's going to Florida. Did I dream that or no?
No, I remember something being said about
that. Okay, he's taking his wife or something. Okay. So, Rudy, do we need to meet every month now?
Well, I think we can probably go to bi-monthly.
So, so is there something, and I'm not, I don't know what's right, is there anything
that we need to do that we're,
I don't know, we've got, you have a system in place for the drawdown of the cost recovery fund.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You understand how to move the money from VIP into the checking account for monthly payments. And we have
set up
longer term investments. I don't know what else we have to do other than continue to monitor and see how it works. So if we go to April and go to bi-monthly, so we'd meet in April and then in June, which would be just before all the money was due in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just after. When's it?
June 5th.
Yeah, so it would be the week after. Do we need a motion, Kelly, to do that? To change the meeting date?
I don't believe we do, but before you've gone, you would skip.
I just realized I won't be here for the April meeting. Shit. I'm already pretty committed.
That's okay. And like I say, we really have everything in place, and I'm not planning on doing anything with CDs or.
Yeah, I mean, unless we get into some giant windfall of money that we're, that we're not anticipating. I mean, right at this point, it's not necessarily that we're going to be putting any money into additional CDs. I mean, at this point, it's going to be drawing money out of the VIP into the main account.
Balancing the general
until we get we get to May, June.
Yeah. Okay.
So can we meet? Can we just meet in May? That'll make it a quarterly schedule.
Okay.
So we'll do May and then July.
Okay.
Your July meeting would be.
May would be which day?
The 8th.
May 8th.
No, 14.
Okay. So 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you say, July what?
It'd be July 9th.
would be after the holiday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that would have given you time to get all of the receipts in, right?
June, yeah.
So we'd have a good report.
Yeah, of what collections we have.
Are you okay with that, Eric?
So that works for me.
It works for me.
So I think if you just set your next meeting date, you don't need an actual action because you don't have an adopted meeting calendar.
Got it.
Okay, good.
You just set your next meeting date at the end of each one. So the next meeting date is May 14th.
May 14th, yeah.
So is this going to be kind of the May, July, September, December? Oh, January, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because we're finished collections.
Yeah. So is that something that we probably need to update on the website then?
Yeah.
If those are going to be the kind of designated meeting dates moving forward?
Do you want to do May, July, September, or October? Did you want to do bi-monthly or quarterly?
Quarterly. I mean, we talked about that in the beginning, that, you know, at some point we would move to quarterly as opposed to monthly.
So then if you're going quarterly, if the next meeting's in May, the next one after that would be in August, then if you're talking 3 months later.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. So May, August.
November.
Yeah.
And then February.
Yeah, we can adjust those, right?
Yeah, we could. And those may be decent months because one.
August sucks. Every year for me, August.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gone the first 2 weeks of August every year.
Okay. Well, and I know July can be a tricky time,
yes,
too, especially at the beginning with, you know, being close to, you know, the 4th, and that can be tricky sometimes with trying to get people here. But
we can just, we could, how can we word this so that we're not screwing the community, Kelly?
How about at your May 14th meeting when you have all three members here, you talk
can
about
you talk
calendar.
About it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Set the next year's calendar. Perfect.
So we'll just put the question here in. And also, we got to know what Mike's calendar is.
Yep.
Know with him.
So yeah, he may have better months that are for him from a quarterly basis.
All right. Anything else?
Move that we go. Do you have any more public comments?
No. That's all I have.
Then I move for adjournment.
Second. Let's go. Make it to my next meeting at 9 o'clock.
22 minutes. Nice.
22 minutes, and we didn't start until probably about 8:06. So.
Yeah.